Kind says the debt ceiling negotiation in Washington was not democracy's finest hour, but the last-minute agreement avoided a debt default that would have crippled a fledgling economic recovery.
Well, usually when you get criticism from the far right and the far left, that's what compromise looks like. And ultimately, at the end of the day, it was a step. It wasn't a giant leap to where we need to go, but a step in the right direction.
Kind says he'd like to see a grow, cut, and raise approach to what happens next.
Grow the economy, cut the unnecessary programs and funding in the federal budget, but also reform a tax code and raise some additional revenue in order to close the budget gap that we have right now.
That approach means growing investments in education, job training, and broadband while cutting waste in health care and defense. As for how these cuts, $900 billion worth through 2012 and another $1.5 trillion over the next 10 years might affect Wisconsin, Kind is at a loss.
Well, we don't know that yet, not until the decisions are made. Starting with the committee, that would be tasked to try to come up with a bipartisan agreement.
But Kind says there are already cuts in federal funding on the way for K-12 education, financial aid programs, and an increased cost to Wisconsin's Medicaid program, Badger Care, because of the expired American Recovery Act. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.